There are 26 praying days before we celebrate Christmas, and during the Advent season, I invite our parish to reflect on this theme, Hope in Christ, Our Strength for Living. Hope in Christ, Our Strength for Living. Please explore the Advent section of our website for opportunities to help you to observe this season fruitfully in preparation for Christmas. And this includes the Sunday Gospel reading reflection in the bulletin. For each Sunday, I have two questions in mind. What does it mean to have hope in Christ? And how does it strengthen us to live with contentment in every situation? And we are dealing with dire situations. The public health crisis of the COVID-19 pandemic has affected us for most of 2020 and will be about the same in 2021. In November, over 4 million Americans have tested positive for the virus. And this brings a total of 13 million confirmed cases since the beginning of the pandemic. That is, that we know of. And over 266,000 Americans have died. Government leaders, public health officials, and hospitals are bracing themselves to see what the aftermath of Thanksgiving, travel, and gatherings will bring. For the present surge may be compounded by another surge by mid-December. Those with other health concerns worry how they can have their needs addressed while healthcare personnel and hospitals triage cases. And for many of us, keeping up with the proven methods to slow the spread of the virus is wearying, but it does not match the weariness of those who provide healthcare, public safety, and other essential services as they attempt to minimize the risk for themselves and their loved ones who live with them. All of this stress is causing physical ailments and mental health ailments. The pandemic has caused an economic crisis, and it's due in large part to the necessity to impose measures to slow the spread of the virus, to lessen the burden on the healthcare system. These limitations have affected businesses and other entities. Last week on Wall Street, the Dow Jones average hit a record of over 30,000 points. I don't know what that means. Maybe it will help my retirement account. But more importantly, on Main Street now, there are hundreds of thousands of people who have borne the brunt of this crisis, and they are concerned about whether they will keep their jobs or find a job after they've lost it. And they're concerned about whether they will be able to keep their residences and put food on the table. Last week, we distributed over 70 Thanksgiving food packages because of your generosity. It was supposed to be about 65. We contact the households ahead of time, but some people saw some activity on the parking lot, and because of their need, came to ask for help. And again, due to your generosity, we were able to help more. This is the holiday season. But we do not want future holidays to be marred by remembering a holiday gathering that proved to be a super spreader event with devastating consequences. Using our faith and reason, both gifts from God that are not in conflict with each other, if utilized correctly, we can act with prudence and fortitude. If you didn't know before, I hope you can see now why I believe the Lord led us to this Advent theme, Hope in Christ, Our Strength for Living. Along with the virtues of faith and love, the virtue of hope is a gift that God has given to us through holy baptism. What was initiated during a past event continues to have an impact upon us now, if we cooperate with the gift. Hope is having an abiding trust that God will fulfill His promises to humanity, whether collectively or as individuals. And the virtue of hope includes an abiding trust in the timing and the manner in which God chooses to fulfill His promises. The Christian virtue of hope is not wishful thinking. It is not the power of positive thinking. It is the confident expectation that God will act as God has announced in His revelation through sacred scripture and the living apostolic tradition of His church. During the first week of Advent, let us together look at this element of having hope in Christ. Hopeful people are confident people. And the source of this confidence is in God. Then we can build our self-confidence upon that. We are confident because of our memories about how the Lord has acted in the past. While 2020 has been a unique year, all of us have faced difficulties before. December 4th will mark the 10th anniversary of my being admitted to the intensive care unit of St. Joseph's Medical Center in Towson due to an autoimmune blood platelet disorder. And I remember telling my best friend during one of those nights in the ICU that 2010 had been the worst year ever. Due to that and other reasons. But I had forgotten that once I had thought that 2008 had been the worst year ever, for other reasons. And then 2011 came along and said, 2010, I see your one hospitalization and I'll raise you three hospitalizations for Raymond Harris. And I wondered if I would ever overcome these health challenges. However, with the help of the Lord, who was patient with my frustrations, I was able to overcome difficulties during those years and other years. Consider what the Lord has done in your life as you've dealt with difficulties in the past, and how you wondered how you would overcome them. Together we can say with St. Paul, God will keep us firm to the end. God is faithful. Remembering what the Lord has done for us in the past bolsters our confidence in Him for what He is doing in the present, whether we can detect it or not. and what he plans to do in the future. God continues to share his life and love with us, and therefore we can trust that he is working things out for our good. That is the message that the Lord tells us. And that's the other reason to be confident. In the gospel reading, the Lord teaches, be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come. Now, at first glance, that may not seem to be a hopeful message. It doesn't sound like tidings of comfort and joy, as we sing in one of our Christmas carols, or we'll probably hum along this year, since congregational singing spreads the virus. But what is the Lord talking about here in regards to the end of time? Hear this comment from the Catechism of the Catholic Church about it. Quote, we shall know the ultimate meaning of the whole work of creation and salvation, and understand the marvelous ways by which his providence led everything towards its final end. The last judgment will reveal that God's justice triumphs over all the injustices committed by his creatures, and that God's love is stronger than death. Regarding the end times, Jesus does not want us to be filled with anxiety about the unknown, but to be focused and alert to what he promises to do at that time. We cannot allow anything to make us unconscious about our identity as disciples of Christ and members of his church. That's why he says, be watchful, be alert, remember who you are. Otherwise, you'll be caught by surprise when it happens. We don't have to be overcome with worry or unsettled by any uncertainty, including when the pandemic will end. They cannot undermine our confidence in the Lord. For while there are uncertainties, we have the certainty that the Lord Jesus Christ will return in glory. And we prepare for that encounter with hope, knowing what he will bring to fulfillment. And we prepare for that encounter by actively cooperating with how he is present to us now. We mentioned that during the penitential act today. We encounter him as he gathers his people into his church. We encounter him in the proclamation of his word and in the celebration of his sacraments. And as we cooperate with that grace that he gives to us, that help that he provides for us, we also see him in our service on behalf of the common good of our communities. That's why the mission statement of our parish begins, that the purpose of Holy Family Parish is to help people to believe in Christ, belong to his church, and to bless our communities. And this is a process of continuing to believe in Christ in any circumstance, continuing to belong to his church in every circumstance, and continuing to bless our communities in any circumstance. God equips us to enjoy the blessings of life now, to endure the blessing, the burdens, to endure the burdens of life now, and to ultimately experience His bringing forth the fulfillment of what it means to love, to extend mercy, and to be just. To do these things, to apply His principles for living, is never in vain. For we hear those words once again from the second reading, in which St. Paul talks about the end time. That as we cooperate with Him, as we have confidence in Him, as we have our lives built on the firm foundation of living in union with Him, within the communion of His church, St. Paul says, God will keep us firm to the end, irreproachable, on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, and by Him we were called to fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. This is the source of our confidence that can keep us settled in unsettling times. God is faithful.